Welcome to the Fleet and Family podcast series, where we take small parts of some of our classes and make them available in 5 minutes or less. In this podcast, we'll be talking about the emotional cycle of deployment. As I go through the emotional cycle, please keep in mind there is no right or wrong way to go through this. Each person will go through it in their own individual way. In the first stage of the emotional cycle of deployment, we have anticipation of departure. It usually starts 4 to 6 weeks before the beginning of deployment. Tensions rise. People might be confused. There might be anger or denial. Anticipation of loss. It is not uncommon to have some of those pre-deployment arguments with your loved ones. As deployment gets closer, focus on the items on a pre-deployment checklist. Make sure to spend time for each person in your life. And take time for yourself as well as you get prepared. The next stage starts about 2 weeks to the day before deployment. This stage is called detachment and withdrawal. It is not uncommon for more intense emotions during this period. Individuals may prepare for separation. Service members may become psychologically prepared for deployment. They're focusing on the mission, their command, and what's going to come ahead. Some people may go through a more intense feeling of sadness or anger. Those pre-deployment arguments may get more severe. It's easy to blame the people around you, especially when the deployment is coming up. It's also a defense mechanism. It's easier to leave or be left by someone if you're mad at them. But please keep in mind, this can lead to feelings of guilt later. The third stage of deployment is emotional disorganization. This stage starts the day of deployment and it goes for up to 6 weeks after deployment has started. Service members may be getting used to the routine on the command and the people they're working with. They may be falling into old routines or starting new ones. For families, you may be getting used to the new routine and trying to learn new things. You may start to take on roles that you were not used to or didn't used to be your role. Chores that may not have been yours before, more of an active role in the finances if you didn't have it in the past. Some of the larger decisions that you may not be used to making are made by yourself. It can be a confusing and depressing time. We hope that this stage only lasts up to 6 weeks. If after 6 weeks you are still depressed, disorganized, or have trouble getting into a new routine, we ask that you reach out for assistance. You can contact Fleet and Family, Military OneSource, or your medical professional for help. Stage 4 of the emotional cycle deployment is recovery and stabilization. During this stage, we hope that people have gotten into new routines and have become familiar with the new roles expected of them. They should start being able to enjoy the little things. For the family members, maybe it's the whole bed to themselves, less laundry, or less input on what's going to be had for dinner. For the service members, you've gotten used to your life at sea, the people you're working with, and the routine that is expected of you. This stage is expected to last until 4 to 6 weeks before the anticipated return. One important thing to remember during all of these stages is to take care of yourself. Utilize things like exercise, relaxing, reading, picking up a new hobby, and utilizing the support networks around you. Maybe fellow family is going through some of the same things. Your ombudsman or your FRG. For service members, the people around you, finding those who have common interests and those who want to do some of the same things you do. A few additional resources may be talking to other shipmates, your command leadership, your chaplain, utilizing some self-help books, or communicating with loved ones back at home. That was an overview of the emotional cycle of deployment. Thank you for joining me and Fleet and Family in our podcast series.